Welcome, listeners, to the gathering place of two big bald buddies who dare to delve into the horrors of the unknown. This is the Horror Basement and Beyond, where Johnny and his co-conspirator in all things mysterious, the one and only Jim Jam. They take you on a hair-raising journey through the realms of horrors, where shadows whisper secrets, cryptids lurk in the shadows, and extraterrestrial beings may just be watching. But fear not, because the only truly frightening thing in our basement is our passion for the unexplained. We're not just your average podcast. We're the big bald buddies who bring you a spine-tingling blend of horror, mysterious phenomena, cryptids, aliens, and even a dash of culinary curiosity. Yes, you heard that right. We'll explore the eerie and satiate your appetite for the strange and unusual, while keeping it as funny as we can. So buckle up as we venture into the depths of the horror basement and beyond, where nightmares come to life, mysteries unfold, and two big bald buddies guide you through the unknown with a blend of terror, humor, and a hunger for the unexplained. It's time to face your fears and join us in the darkness. Because down here, every creak, every rustle, and every story has a sinister tale to tell. Welcome to the Horror Basement and Beyond.
Welcome to the Horror Basement and Beyond with the big bald buddies, Jim Jam and Johnny. I'm one of your hosts, Johnny. As always, Jim Jam is here with us.
Golly, Johnny, your beard is luxurious.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I've been trimming her down on the sides.
And, wish I could grow a beard.
So you get more gray down in here. The longer it gets, the more gray it is. Yeah. Well, you can grow a chin beard, bud. So, Jim Jam here. You forgot to say that.
Jim Jam here.
Yeah.
I'm sleepy, y'all. Sorry.
Yeah, he went
old and drove all the way to Alabama for a haunted house, which was really fun, actually. Yeah. It was worth it. Warehouse 31. But go ahead, Johnny, finish your intro.
Yes, we have some horror news, of course, for you. I don't know what else we really have.
We made a sale.
Be honest. Not sure how long this podcast will be this week.
We're hungry.
Yeah, and man, did some horrible stuff earlier.
And we're recording this on Super Bowl Sunday.
The big game Sunday.
No, yeah.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
That's weird that they do that. That's fucking bullshit.
They don't want anybody making any money off their...
We're not making no money, so they won't come after us.
Yeah, so next week, there's a good chance there might not be a podcast up.
Someone bought a shirt for a kid of Critters Nation.
Hell yeah. We will be in St. Louis Saturday. Make sure you go follow us on our Instagram and TikToks and Big Ball Buddies.
We might go live somewhere. You never know. We're going to have pictures in front of the arch.
Are we?
Yeah, we're going to the arch.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We're in St. Louis. We got to.
I mean, you don't have to. It's just an arch. It's not really that big of a deal.
Well, we're getting pictures in front of it.
Yeah. Oh, well, because we're only there for one day. I don't know if there's not a whole lot of time.
And then we're going to the museum, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then we want to try to eat places. And
what do you think we're going to eat, though?
Three or four times.
Well, we'll have time.
No, we're going to eat snacks. Like, a little here, there. I'm going to try to eat like five, six different places, man.
We did see the arch, but we did get a picture of it, but we're going to CGI ourselves in front of one. Yeah. That would be great.
I really want to do food tours anywhere I go. I don't want to travel the world to see things. I want to travel the world to experience food.
We originally went...
That is my goal.
Okay, I'm gonna call somebody out. So, this whole trip was supposed to be for a Valentine's haunt called The Darkness in St. Louis by one T.N. Hallow Queen.
Yeah.
She got this all set up, and I done the Airbnb. Then, all of a sudden... She forgot that her son's last dance before he goes off to college
was his last military ball.
Which I'm not.
He's in our junior ROTC.
I'm not knocking her for wanting to be there for her son. Okay. I am knocking her for not looking at the calendar.
Yeah, that's a pretty big fail. But now it's a family trip.
So we're going and we're going to. We might not make the fucking ball. I don't know. You think it'll be even worth it?
Okay, well, maybe. I don't know. Jameson going to go? Jameson goes to haunts now.
Yeah.
But, so, that's up to you. I don't care. We're going to enjoy our time in St. Louis. We've never been. If you have any recommendations, Let us know.
Carol did say Zia's on the Hill. It's an authentic Italian restaurant. Zia's on the Hill, something like that.
Oh.
I'm just saying, that was one of the recommendations.
Carol's got fancy taste.
I'll show you a picture of it while you...
Is it fancy?
No. It looks like a bodega. It's a bodega.
Well, that's not... You just said it's in a... Oh. But it's a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's not a bodega.
Well,
a bodega. It's a fucking...
Store.
Yeah, a store.
Well, I didn't mean that. I'm sorry.
No, I'm down to try it. But I think we need to do, like, a pizza and a...
Zia's is Italian.
Yeah, but do they carry the Provel cheese that I want to try?
Let me look up on their menu.
Y'all know what Provel is? It's smoked provolone and like mozzarella.
They have reservations, but we might have.
But it's kind of like
here's the menu.
It's like a Missouri thing.
Toasted ravioli.
Yeah, it's a. I know what an Italian restaurant carries.
So what would you want?
Would you pizza?
Pastas.
I bet they probably don't even make pizza there.
What?
It's an Italian restaurant.
Oh.
They serve Italian like pastas.
Where pizza come from?
China, I'm pretty sure. No, I don't know. I'm just kidding.
What?
Don't fucking kill me.
I know they have a lot of...
I think it did come from China.
Vending pizza machines.
But anyways, that's not the point. Because that's a sit-down restaurant. That's like, go in, sit down.
You think they got food trucks up there?
I know they got food trucks up there. Yeah, 100% they got food trucks. They got food trucks everywhere now. They got them in Sleepy Manchester. You know? Hillsboro, there'll be a food truck out there. Middle of nowhere. Some people would say it's middle of nowhere. But anyways, so we're doing that. So I'm not sure if there'll be a podcast uploaded. And then the following weekend, I'm going to Conuga. I'm going to be down there all weekend. It's going to be fun. Sitting on some horror stuff. I've already... The new app, the app called?
That still don't say who's hosting them.
Guidebooks. No, Guidebook app that they have on there. They don't say who's hosting the panels. I've already got like things scheduled in there to do.
I was wondering who replaced us.
I don't know, man. It wouldn't be too hard. I don't think so.
We're one of a kind, though.
But, yeah. If you're interested in going to Conuga, if you're in the Middle Tennessee, Georgia...
Alabama.
Chattanooga, close, a few hours away.
Jasper.
It's worth going. It's fun. They have over 500 hours.
You're a fucking freak. They have a night.
Yeah, I'm going to go do a lot of that. I'm going to try. I say I'm going to, but I just don't know how comfortable I am because I'll be by myself. And there's some of them, I want to go to be nosy and just sit in on the conversation.
You can.
Well, I know I can, but I feel weird because I don't want to seem like a pervert. But I guess everybody there is a kind of pervy because...
It's a track meant for that.
Yes. But I don't know. You know,
you might find a woman, they'll take you back to your room.
Hope I do.
100%, fuck
your brains out. 100% hope I do. I'd love it.
Fucking at cons.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Because I hear that happens at conventions. We heard that last year. And we've been there 8 years, never seen one.
I don't think you look for it, either.
No. We were hosting panels. Like, this time I'm going, and I'll be able to chill and actually go in on panels. And like, you know. But there's one, how to fit toys inside you, like big toys, like dragons and all that. And I just want to hear the conversation. I'm not trying to fit toys in me, but I would like to know how they prepare themselves for that.
Lots of lube, I say.
What that like? I don't know. Like, it's just what? Like, how do you? Like, I'm not really into that thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not into like women using massive toys. Like, it's not my kink or fetish. But it's just like, how do you?
So you gonna
get into it?
You gonna find? Which I'm sure, do they get graphic in those?
It's adult.
Will they like show like,
no, video? No, I don't think they'll show.
This is how you do it.
I think they'll do a demonstration on like what tools or what. Because I, I'm fairly certain they probably have different sizes to lead you up. And more likely, because they have vendors there, sex vendors, you know, sex toy vendors. Yeah, more likely, it's also to help sell
their product. Around, they did have a vendor hall for adults. Yeah, and they got toys. Dude, I almost bought some Bigfoot nipple pasties.
They were pretty cool, though.
I should, but they were like $12.
So. Yeah.
Like, essentially, it's just stickers. But I should have put them on up.
Yeah, that'd been fun. You could have cut holes in your shirt around your nipples and put them on. Just walked around with that. That'd be fucking hilarious. Anyways.
There again, Johnny, will you buy them for me?
I buy them. But yeah, so I'm just more... I kind of want to be a nosy Nancy or a nosy...
You're not. You're just attending...
Yeah, I'm just curious. Because, I mean, that's essentially like what it is.
You're a dragon dildo curious.
Yeah, but I've seen someone use a dragon dildo, and I still don't understand how.
Because then when they get up off of it, it's like this long, and like, yeah. Where the fuck did it go?
I'm not satisfying that woman. Which I know that's not really how... Well, I guess some of them do, but you don't need that to satisfy a woman. I understand that. But, yeah. There's just some, like, I schedule some of them, like, you know, this be, but, like, there's, like, some Jeopardy one, like, Fetish Jeopardy, or...
Might be pretty fun.
I think that'd be fun, just to see people, and there was some sort of charades.
Oh, shit, that'd be pretty funny.
There was one about dad jokes.
Oh, shit.
So, I'm like, dude, this, like, that would be fun, like, just to attend.
Is the dad jokes at night?
Yes, yeah, they're perverted dad jokes. Yeah.
Damn, now I'm mad, because I'm not
Yeah, I mean... But,
is that like 2 weeks? It's a week after we're going?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, this would be, we've been going 7 years.
Yeah.
Probably seven.
This would be a first year.
This might be the 8th year.
Yeah.
Really? And it'll be the first year that, just as a fan or as an attendee, not a host, not a participant.
John got a room and everything.
Yeah. But I had to stay at the Days Inn or whatever, the one across the...
Oh, yeah, that's on the opposite side?
Yeah, because, hell, dude, I'm not paying.
Well, they get...
Because it was like either...
You get free breakfast, too.
Yeah. So it's like $400 or $300. I can walk... I can cross the street.
Yeah, sure.
I can cross the street.
You got to cross the street anyways.
Well, yeah. I mean, because a walk... You still got to walk, yeah, from the convention center to... But, yeah, so... I'm looking forward to it. So if you come down, let us know. Hit me up on Big Ball Buddy Johnny on Instagram. We can hang out or something. Please be of age. Like, I don't think there's any underage people listening to this. But I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get, you know, some young person into the adult track. Like, that ain't cool.
You have to have ID, so.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Like, I'm not trying to hang out with kids. Teenagers, you know?
No, not at all. I mean, no good. People look down on that, and
But yeah,
those young kids are annoying. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyways, so it's gonna be fun, and then of course, as we're gonna probably bring up all the time, Easter weekend, Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival. Don't forget, it's gonna be a blast.
We will be set up there,
and
I realize that I am way behind. I have to get on some.
Yeah, you should be doing that. Yeah.
But I did one yesterday.
You did 10?
One.
Oh, yeah.
I did one and then two of the undisclosed things we're doing.
Yeah, so the Horror Basement Boutique, or is it Basement Threads, will be at the Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival. Come and support us.
It's still going to be labeled as that because we will have some stuff like knickknacks and stuff that we still have from last year. So that'll be set up, I guess, if we have room.
Yeah, but anyway, like what I was saying is you can support us big time by coming and buying clothing.
Yeah.
You know, that would help. I mean, we appreciate your support for listening.
It's right there. Hopefully it'll fit in the back of the Buick.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, that's perfect.
I think I'm working half a day that day.
On Friday?
Yeah. Because really, it don't open up until 4.
You're going to drive down there anyways, ain't you?
Yeah. It don't open up to 4. I can carry all the clothes. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I can fit all the shirts in mine, and if you want to... Anyway, we don't need to talk about this on here.
Yeah.
So let's move into the Big Bald Buddy report. So, hello. News.
Yes.
Horror news. So first off, remember Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey?
Yeah.
Well, Blood and Honey 2 has a trailer, a full trailer. I know teaser images. They got a little bit of the story and all that. Jim Jam has the reins. He's holding the reins today. I got a little taste of it. Was it last week?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do too well.
I don't know. You hadn't done it, so.
Yeah. So, and I can't see some of the stuff because of the microphone. But it's all good. So we're going to watch this trailer. You're going to listen to it if you're only listening. And we'll discuss and talk about it. And you go watch the trailer if you're listening. And then you hit us up and let us know what you think about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or leave us a voicemail at 931-325-9755. If you thought it was shitty, send over a message or a voicemail and say you think it was shitty and we'll know what you're talking about. Or we might not. Especially if you're listening to this a month later, we won't know what the fuck you're talking about. That'd be even better. It'd be a good fucking joke.
Yeah, that trailer fucking sucked.
What the fuck's he talking about, bro?
Yeah.
All right, let's run it.
Let's begin. I'm going to take you back there. Feel all weight drift away. How are you feeling?
Good, I think.
Do you recall anything from the session? Focus. What is happening?
This was the day Billy was taken.
And kids. They didn't stay buried. It's as if the earth itself was allowing this horror to rise up.
There's some unsettling similarities to the Hundred Acre Massacre.
It's not safe. There have been loads of murders leading to Ashdown.
Tell me everything you saw, please.
I knew that this day would come.
Wow, you can tell
they got money.
They made some money off the first one. Their budget
that movie looked.
Dude,
the trailer looked better than the last movie.
What sucks is if you go from the first one, it was just a dude with regular hands, and now he's got long nails and
gloves.
Yeah, gloves or whatever.
I mean, it's a progression. They made more money, so hey, I mean we're.
And whoever plays Pooh this time, if it ain't some guy.
Well, no, but Pooh was, at the end, had the stomach. So.
This one he got.
No, but I'm talking about at the end of the trailer, he did. So, I don't know. We'll see. Was the claws? Was that Tigger?
Oh, yeah, we don't know for sure who that was.
Because they might look, they look super similar. Because I said, man, that mask looks really good. And then it was like, oh, wait, that was Tigger. That's why it looked different.
It looked like he had red blood eyes or tear blood drops or whatever.
So if, what is it? Who does the events?
Fathom?
Fathom. So I guess we'll be paying $15 or $20 to go watch this movie when it hits theaters on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, that's only a bad part of a weekday.
Now, then again, though, with Terrifier getting the release that it did, this movie, if it gets a someone to push it, a production company to promote it, or how's that work again? I can't remember. I don't know the words. I can't think of the words right now. But if it gets a company to get it in the theater and maybe
distribute it,
yeah, distribute it. Maybe it could be in theaters longer.
Yeah,
because it'd be nice to go on a Saturday.
Man, that trailer,
like a Saturday night, like where there'll be a shitload of people in there just to see what people act like.
Fuck yeah.
Quite
a bit of people in
On Wednesday, yeah. There's quite a few because it was a one night thing. Like,
yeah, people were excited to see it.
Yeah. So, really, I don't know if I'd want to go on a Saturday night now that I think of it. I said that out loud. Yeah.
I bet on a Wednesday night it'd still draw in some people.
Well, the second one will, for sure. I think it'll draw in more
people. Seeing that fucking trailer, dude? Fuck.
But I think the trailer got us on the last one.
Well,
and the trailer was worse on the last one. This trailer looks a lot better. The quality looks better. Good for them, though. They made some money. Yeah, obviously.
Is that the same guy that played
Robbins? Because he died. Spoiler alert, Christopher Robbins died in that one, did he not?
You see what IMDb says about...
Did he not? All right. While he's looking that up, let us know... Once again, hit us up at...
There's Christopher Robinson, that guy.
Yeah, but he's playing Christopher Robinson in this one. I don't know. We need to look up the movie and see what the plot line is. We'll move into Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Texas Chainsaw Legacy. Did y'all know that there's a new Texas Chainsaw movie? Being in the works right now over at Netflix. Y'all remember the Texas Chainsaw movie that they had a couple years ago, 2022. Around this time in February, I guess it was Texas Chainsaw Massacre, is what it was called, where they had the hipsters or the woke community, you know? And Leatherface was like 70 or 80.
Oh, it's two different people. Okay. Christopher Roberts.
That's what I thought. But this one, Texas Chainsaw Legacy, delves into the tranquil facade of Oasis Oaks, a gated community nestled in rural Texas. Amidst the meticulous manicured lawns and vigilant security patrols, our protagonist's family epitomizes suburban bliss. However, lurking just beyond the confines of this idyllic enclave lies an abandoned property, home to the infamous Leatherface and its macabre kin. As chaos descends upon Oasis Oaks, ordinary families are pitted against the savage Sawyers in a harrowing battle for survival, where the lines between good and evil blur in a chilling confrontation of familial horrors. Yeah.
That sounds like a good time.
That does, actually. I mean, and... The Netflix movie wasn't perfect, but it was pretty good.
It's actually really.
I mean, it was an entertaining.
That chainsaw was bionic, though. Remember, it went through a pipe.
Yeah.
A metal pipe.
Yeah. It was fucking badass.
It was very action.
Spoiler alert on that. I'm just saying. That,
sure.
If you didn't listen,
didn't to that come out 2022?
No, yeah, 2022. But if you didn't listen to our podcast, we talked about it at Conuga. We did pre-recorded. And spoiler alert, really got the crowd going.
They enjoyed
it. They laughed at.
Yeah.
So I had to keep saying spoiler alert. And it's cheesy. But we watched that movie at Conuga.
Yeah.
The night that we got done, Friday night and Saturday.
Because it came out that night.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So
it was fresh in our minds. It was a perfect scenario. And, yeah.
We had a good time doing that.
Buddy Paul was there.
There was quite a few people in there. Joey?
Yeah, Joey. He was there too, I believe.
Possibly. Joey, I hope to see you, Conuga. Like I said, hit us up let me know when you're going to be there, because we're not hosting panels, so maybe we can sit in on some panels and whatnot together. Because I got some horror panels tracked. They're, I don't know. I don't want to talk about them right now. Anyways, Texas Chainsaw Legacy looks pretty good. And then we'll move down to Blade. So Blade MCU movie is an R-rated. Woohoo!
Damn, Disney's going to let it happen.
Huh? A period piece with Lilith as the villain. So, fuck yeah, dude. Like, I just seen that headline and I'm like, yay. It's not going to be PG-13 or 14 or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
So that's who's playing Blade? The guy right there?
Yes.
What's his name?
Mahershala.
Ali.
Yeah, Ali. Yeah. He's a great actor. So, but the good thing about this is they don't have to hold back and cut the blood. Like, I mean, it's a vampire fucking movie, man.
Yeah. You know, maybe Disney
vampire movies
realize like it's a vampire movie, you're going to have to let it go.
Yeah.
No matter what, I think more people are more accepting of R-rated movies nowadays.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be kid-friendly to get a crowd there.
Yeah, just because your name is Disney don't mean...
Well, I mean, it's Blade. No, I don't want to see a PG-13 Blade.
They probably know that, because didn't Venom do that?
Yeah, and it ruined... Well, they did it on Morbius, and that movie would have been so much better as a rated R movie.
They should have filmed
Venom,
it.
Venom would have been done better as a rated R movie, but...
They should have all filmed them as that, and then they could have released them and did a lot better on the uncut.
Yeah, because... It needs blood, and
of course,
it's I'm happy for this movie. Like I love the Blade series for the first two. Really don't remember the third one.
It's kind of crazy to me. You know, I didn't realize it when I first watched all the Blade that it was a Marvel movie. But I guess it wasn't really a Marvel movie then.
Yeah, I didn't know about it back in the day. It doesn't really say when this is coming out. Probably 2025 is what I guess. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
This has some stuff about like how his the Ebony Blade was shown in Eternals, the Marvel Cinematic Universe Eternals. Let's just say Eternals was horrible. I'm just gonna. Was not a fan of that movie. Not the best movie. Oh, and I messed up. We should have went to the other Disney horror movie.
So,
Cinderella's Revenge. So, Natasha Henstridge, you know her from Species, right? Yeah, Species.
Shows her boobies.
Yeah. I got a story about that.
About her boobies?
The first time I watched that movie...
Didn't something come out of her nipples?
Oh, no, it wasn't even... This ain't even about the movie. I was in, like, 10th grade or whatever, and I had a girl over. She's fine. Like, fine. And, yeah. Just laid in bed and made out the whole time. It's fucking great day. Great day.
Fuck that movie.
Yeah. Great movie. Great movie. Love that movie.
She had things come out of her nipples, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty... Kind of weird.
Didn't really watch the movie. I just
dry humped this girl.
Yeah.
Back what we well, used not to really, call it.
So, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so Cinderella's Revenge is going to get a theatrical release on April 26th of this year.
Iconic event. So kind of like Fathom.
Yeah.
That is scary.
Cinderella's wicked stepsisters and stepmother push her too far, leading her to swap her glass slippers in pursuit of blood-soaked vengeance. With the help of her fairy godmother. So there you go. Sounds pretty decent. We'll see what the quality is. There's no trailer. I don't think there's any like images of the movie.
Right there.
Is that it?
There's an image.
I don't think that's it.
Yeah, it is. Look, she's dressed like she's the fairy godmother.
Okay.
I don't know if it is.
And this was filmed in the UK, so.
Do you think?
I think that's where Blood Honey was filmed, so.
Yeah.
I'm down for it. I think it might be good.
pretty cool how all these movies are coming out now that
they're getting the hordes.
Yeah, fuck Disney.
I mean, they've had it for over 100 years, so.
Yeah, about time. Greedy bastards. Anyways.
I mean, they are the ones that tried to own the Happy Birthday song.
Don't they own this one, too?
Alien? Disney finally confirms the title? Yeah.
Yeah. God, Disney, you need to sponsor this if we're talking about your shit.
Alien Romulus?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the biggest Alien fan. Like, as far as the movies.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, as a kid,
they're going to show a trailer, apparently, up today on the Super Bowl.
Sweet.
Oh, hold on. But with no trailer release yet. Oh, it might change. Okay, yeah. So, it might show one for one of those high-ass commercials. Expensive commercials.
Yeah, I mean, we're like,
look at that.
I know, like, a 30-second commercial back in the day was, like, $5 million, so.
Oh, yeah. It's, like, $50
million now. Yeah, like, it's unreal. I think your money. I guess you'll have millions of people watching.
There's your shirt. You need that shirt.
Rock and roll. No. Never dies.
I'll show you right here.
Here's Johnny.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't have this pulled up, so I can't read you the synopsis of Alien Romulus.
Right here.
So, as opposed to the other movies, which focus on adults in corporate, militaristic, and scientific roles, this now ninth installment of the franchise, I'm way far behind, will focus on a group of young people on a distant colony. The group find themselves in fight for their lives with a titular alien, a creature known as a xenomorph, whose race propagates by implanting eggs into people's stomachs via facehuggers, the juveniles eventually violently bursting out of the host's chest. So, yeah, like it says, be kind of like a slumber party massacre. But with juveniles, not like slumber party massacre. So, like sleepover. Sleepover massacre.
Well, that's a good thing to talk about. Awesome. But anyways, yeah, what was the other Alien movie? The one where it was like the prequel? Well, it's got the tall guys in it. Can't remember the thing.
Predator?
No. It's the prequels of them. Shit.
Oh, you talking about starts with a P?
Yeah.
I didn't watch that movie. I say, I'm just not into the Alien universe. Like, even the Predator versus Alien, I didn't even...
Prometheus.
Yeah, Prometheus. I didn't even really...
Alien Covenant.
Yeah, I didn't even really watch the Predator versus Alien movies.
Yeah.
I really liked the Predator, but I'm more of the old school Predator, you know, movies. Like, the newer one was, it's all right, you know.
So, this looks like this new Alien is, what do we say, August 16th it comes out.
So, Ridley Scott says it's fucking great. So, there you go.
Fuck yeah.
Hold on. And then it says that a TV series might be in, Alien TV series is in production.
Damn.
Everything's getting a TV series. I think we talked about that.
I did read, I ain't got nothing pulled up, but I'm just saying, I did read something about Prey 2. Has it already been filmed?
I don't know. I can't remember. Be honest.
So, was this what you was going to see?
No.
Oh, yeah. No, this is not that.
I don't know anything about that movie.
I don't know what to talk about.
You want to talk about it? We can talk about it.
What is this one? A Quiet Place, Day One. So, a prequel to a spinoff takes us back to the beginning this June. June 28th, matter of fact. So, I'm sure everybody's, most people have seen A Quiet Place. John Krasinski directed both films. He's producing this one. Has passed the helming duties over to Michael. Another, I'm not going to say that word, but.
Michael Sarnowski.
Another ski. director of the Nicolas Cage drama Pig. Okay, so, the story, which is credited to Kurnowski and Sarnowski, does take place in the same world established in the first series, but doesn't involve the Abbott family.
So this is like how it started.
Yeah. And of course, you don't know, is it like aliens? Sorry I keep yawning, y'all. But,
spoiler.
Isn't it aliens,
yeah, man. They can't, yeah.
They can't see, but they can hear.
Yeah. So, yeah. Beginning. So, it's going to start filming in June. And Prey 2 has been confirmed. We did talk about it, like, where they talked about maybe it would go into the, Revolutionary War or something.
Yeah.
Civil War or something. Like where maybe we just fucking ran that. Like it'd be cool to see the Predator emerge during the Civil War.
Yeah. Kind of like how they did with made a vampire movie with
Abraham Lincoln.
Man, I'm not staying late.
You are making me yawn. And I'm not even sleepy. It's just Jim Jam.
I went to a haunted house all the way in Alabama, 3-hour drive.
Yeah, so this is why I didn't go. Because he had a great time, and I knew it'd be a great time.
But I didn't get home till like almost 2 this morning.
Yeah, and then I'd had to drive from here
and
to
my house. And I think I got up at 7.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I'm going to have to work Saturday, and I'm not going to get up for work and then go and then try to have a good Sunday.
Damn it, Charlie, we're not young no more.
No, man.
Oh, shit.
You're not young.
Not no more. So I want to watch, play this trailer. I saw this scrolling through Reddit on the horror. Reddit, what do they call them?
Threads?
Threads, yeah. So it's called Late Night with the Devil. So we're going to transition it over.
Did we talk about this? The live broadcast of a late night talk show in 1977 that goes horribly wrong, unleashed the evil into the nation's living room. So yeah, let's fucking get it. It's got some gore. Yep. Violent.
On Halloween night, 1977, America gathered around for a live TV event that shocked a nation. What happened was real. What you are about to see is the recently discovered master tape of what went to air that night.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Night with the Devil.
I mean, I guess that's true teaser trailer.
I told, we had it muted, but I told Johnny that it gave me the feel of like a Dario Argento, the Giallo type, because the vibrant colors and whatnot. So, yeah, that's going to be pretty cool. Shit, do we have a release date on it? Opening in theaters March 27th.
So, well, there we go.
It said Shudder, so it'll probably be on Shudder, too.
Yeah. It looked all right.
Someone commented they absolutely nailed the tone and the style of 70s cinema. Oh, yeah, I believe so, man. It definitely gave me the feel of it.
I think the trailer was super teaser, so at least they didn't show all the best parts of it.
As you saw, the little girl, the woman, whoever it was, a girl, it kind of showed a split second over her face, and it looked pretty wild.
Yeah. So, in our last thing that
I know what it is, why I'm so tired. You got the heat blasting on my face.
It's not on your face?
Yeah, it's all on my face.
What are you talking about? It's on my feet.
It's blowing up. It's like ricocheting off of you. Anyways, that's why I'm getting super tired. I'm super relaxed. I'm just like.
It's pretty cold in here, man.
Yeah, it was cold.
My feet were freezing, so I had to put this thing down here on my feet.
All right, Johnny.
The Dreadful, if you're fans of Game of Thrones, the original, this is going to be star Kit Harington and Sophie.
Kit?
Yeah, that's Kit. And Sophie Turner.
She the dragon queen?
No.
Hey, I didn't watch.
No, Anne and her mother-in-law, Morwen, who live a solitary, harsh life on the outskirts of society. Oh, first off, this is the backdrop of War of the Roses, which took place from 1455 to 1487. But yeah, her and her mom live on the harsh life on the outskirts of society. But when a man, which is Harrington, Anne is Turner, from their past returns, he will set off a sequence of events that become a turning point for Anne. That's all we have.
So it's a period piece.
Yeah, it's going to be a period piece, which, of course, I mean, they played Game of Thrones for a long time back in the day, you know.
Was there 8 seasons of Game of Thrones?
Yeah, it's really good.
Too many seasons now. I'm not doing all that. I can't really, it's hard for me to get into period movies. It just looked depressing back then.
There's a lot of killing and sex in Game of Thrones, though.
A lot of incestuous sex, too, huh? Probably. Or just some.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyways, so this will be a movie more for fans like Johnny. I will not be watching this.
I mean, I don't know if I'll watch it. Call it gothic horror. Gothic horror film is what it's going to be considered.
You know what's a good gothic horror film?
Tennessee Gothic?
How'd you know?
Because it has the word gothic in it.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Our buddy Greg, he did the score for it.
Yeah.
And he did the intro you heard at the beginning of this podcast. The music for it. Anyways.
Yeah, Greggy Death, he's a good guy.
Fuck
really
yeah.
Good dude.
So it's time for that one time to go down into the basement and get behind the basement door. So I found this on, let me open her up. It's on Reddit thread, the ghost thread. So this here feller, well, I guess I need to show you right here. So you see this guy right here in the middle? Look right there. See that? He was saying, I served as a pallbearer at my grandmother's funeral, and in this photo, the casket is placed in front of us. And he's this guy right here with the long hair. Look at that luxurious hair. But there's no one standing behind him. And his mother was the one taking the picture. What could be on my chest in the photo? I've always been curious about it. So it does resemble a hand, don't it?
Yeah.
What do y'all think? Y'all think it's just a hand? We'll blow it up. There you go. Oh, we can get it bigger. Yeah, that definitely. And it's pixelated with the picture. Johnny. Skeptical Johnny.
Hear me out here. It looks like an edited photo. They edited out a hand. And then posted it to the internet. Was like, hey, what is this? Because it looks like they're holding a fucking... Like a cloth or Q-tip, like this rounded piece, like it would be something to wipe your eyes with, and somebody behind him.
He said no one was behind him.
Well, I mean, I can lie on the internet too. I got.
Look.
Yeah,
this is my opinion. This is a ghost hand. This is a ghost hand. Non-believer.
Or hear me out. His shirt is just really stained.
You think he'd go to a funeral?
I mean, some people just ain't got, you know, he spilt some coffee on his way there. He's laying down. He had a soda bottle spilt on the side of his shirt. He couldn't change it. That's the only one he had.
All right, Johnny, how do you explain this?
That is a bug.
Two ghostly figures. There's two ghosts.
That's a bug.
That is not.
That's 100% a blur of the camera, and that's a fucking
bug. Okay, this is also on the ghost thread. Two ghostly figures on camera.
Okay.
On the video at my cottage in Ontario, Canada.
You'll have to scroll through.
This is a legit ghost, okay? Can I scroll? No.
Wait, what is that? Is that the different blue photo?
Look, what? How do you explain that one? Look, right there. That is a motherfucking ghost, dog. It's
that is
Casper.
That is one shitty fucking photo edit of a goddamn skull. Look. It got two eyes. And a fucking... Oh, my God.
Johnny?
Dog. Yeah, you're right. That is 100% a ghost wearing a sheet over its head. 100%. Look. I agree with you.
See, Johnny, that is a ghost.
Yeah.
Why can't you accept it?
Yeah.
And that, look at that. That is just
100% a ghost.
See, he transformed. He went back in the.
Definitely not a fucking moth flying up in the fucking the light reflecting off of it. I've never seen a shiny bug on my on my wise camera.
Yo, listen to this non-believer over here.
Hey, what else you got here? Come on.
Dogman footprints.
Yeah, let's go. Let's debunk this shit.
All
right. Oh, man. Totally looks real. It looks like a dogman right there. Man, if I've ever seen anything the size of a man foot that's a dog, it's that.
Dude, that is... I've never seen a dog print like that, though.
I mean, it's only in mud. You know, it sinks down. But whatever.
That's a hit. That is a big-ass animal. Look at that. What is that?
Oops.
That is a dog.
Man. I agree. That is. Yeah, that's the goat man.
Yeah.
100%.
Now he's trolling me.
Dog goat.
Now he's fucking trolling me.
I mean.
All right. So that was the dog man function. So here we got the ghost.
Y'all need to be watching these videos, man. Y'all need to be watching.
It's pictures, not videos.
These pictures. We're 45 minutes in. So you can go to YouTube and you can go to our. Yeah.
All right, motherfucker. How do you explain this?
40 minutes.
Here we go. This is a video. So how do you explain this? What? Look, someone's playing, holding their hair up, dog.
It definitely can't have hairspray. Oh.
What? Yeah.
Wow, static don't never work.
Why would this static just leave all of a sudden and drop her hair? That's a ghost.
There's somebody behind her.
Where? Where do you see
it? Look. Look, there's somebody behind him.
But you don't see it. How are they holding?
Why is their hair still sticking out that far over? That's somebody else's head. Look, there's somebody else's head. That's somebody else's head. It's not even all of her hair.
Dude.
That's two people. Yeah. I don't know what that is. Well, I'm pretty sure it's fucking... Fuck!
You know... Please go on Johnny's Instagram.
Hit us up at 931-325-9755. Go on YouTube, watch this, and let us know what you think.
Yeah. All right. This
please.
Okay, this one right here is a possible gray sighting.
Oh, man, I can't wait for this. Wow, that's a blue room. Holy shit, that gray is super there. Oh, man.
Look at this gray, y'all.
Wow.
Right there, see it? Right there.
Totally see it, man.
That is a gray.
Totally see it. Yeah, keep going. Oh, yeah. No events detected. Wow, that's fucking garbage.
See right there, there's a gray standing over this person's room, in this room.
Yep. With a wall right next to him.
There is a long story.
Like, think about it, though. There's a gray, and he carries around a fucking shield everywhere he goes.
Hey, he's got to shield the haters.
I mean, you know what I'm saying, though?
He's got to shield the haters like you.
I
believe in him.
I mean, looks totally legit. What else? We got something in the sky. Nothing's ever been seen in the sky before. Nothing. Have you ever seen the sky? It's not even fucking real.
Bruh, what the fuck is this? Look at that.
Somebody put a jellyfish over top of the stars. Are we fucking serious right now?
That is not a jellyfish. That is
totally not a jellyfish.
That is an alien-like note.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an organic alien.
You're right.
Floating.
Yeah, just out there. Just in the stars. Just
so I saw something floating above my house. It was standing dead still. Standing.
Please scroll down. The quality is insane, yeah. That's a lie. You ain't getting that fucking...
Looks like a jellyfish.
Yeah.
UK here, that reminds me of something I once saw. See? Someone else saw it. So how do you explain that, Johnny?
I'm sure that is not a what's it called? It's never gonna give you up. It's never gonna let you down. Yeah, what getting Rick Rolled. I'm sure that's not Rick Rolled right there. Probably never getting Rick Rolled on that. It's absolutely a jellyfish, yeah. Because just so we're clear, in a flat earth, the firmament, space is water. You know what I'm saying?
So that's
as the water above, water below, as is below is as above as below. So the firmament, like space is water. That's why they practice in water. You know what I'm saying? And so yeah, there's jellyfish all up in the sky, man. Yeah.
Well, we have a non-believer, Al.
I believe
that you're a non-believer. That's what I believe. Johnny, you're supposed to want to believe, and you're not doing it.
I'm too skeptical, man.
Your New Year resolution should have been, you need to believe me.
No, I did that 2 years ago. My New Year's resolution was to either be less judgmental or to be more accepting of other people's stuff.
Why can't you accept the sky jellyfish?
I don't know, man. Like, it's kind of hard. If it was SpongeBob up there, I'd 100% believe it.
SpongeBob is not a jellyfish.
Well, then maybe it should have been Sandy.
Is she a jellyfish?
No, but she wore the thing on her head to be in the water. So, yeah. Let us know if you've seen an alien. Email us.
Maybe you don't believe in them because you are one.
We can only... maybe that's why they won't come visit me, because they're like, look, dude, don't want to have anything to fucking do with you, bro.
You got rejected, dog.
I 100% did.
They rejected you.
They're like, look at this ugly motherfucker. And I'm like, we won't want anything to do with him.
We'll send him down there. And
he's not down. He's not down with fitting big things up inside him. So we don't want anything to do with it. So here's my thing. Anybody that uses the dragon's dildos have probably been invaded by aliens, have been probed. That's the question. Whenever you see a video of a individual fitting large things inside them, ask them if they've ever had an alien probing. Like, if they've ever had an alien encounter. Have you?
Yes, I got jerked. Oh, that was a ghost. Listen, so now that you gave me the idea for the name of this podcast, it's going to be something with dragon dildo.
Alien dragons?
Alien dragon dildos. There you go.
I mean, you have to go all the way to the end to even get that. But aliens might use dragon dildos on people. Maybe that's their goal. So they can insert large things into people. And people are subliminally putting that into people's heads.
Go ahead and put it on the thing. So this is episode 308, y'all. Y'all know that? You probably noticed that when you signed on. But y'all just heard at the end of this the name of this podcast, Alien Dragon Dildo.
Now you know why it's named that. Super weird name. Took you all this time to get here.
Yep.
So if you've ever been probed and you got a fetish for dragon or large toys to be inserted, you might have been probed. Don't you know? But yeah, so we appreciate y'all listening. I said before, hit me up, Big Ball Buddy Johnny on Instagram if you're going to Chattanooga. Maybe we can hang out and get some foods. Whatever. Sit in some panels and fucking chill. And participate in panels.
sit there and talk, not just sit there. You know what I mean? Like, be a part of it.
So, this has been Jim Jam. This is Dragon Dildo Johnny.
No, that's you. You're the one that's been probe.
Well, Johnny, I'm going to need you to record the audio of the conversations these people have. And just so I can listen. I'm not like going to mass produce it out. I just want to hear what they talked about. Just set your phone down and have a video recording.
I'll just come on the podcast and talk about it.
I guess that'd be good. Because then you're not invading people's privacy.
Because I could probably come over Sunday afternoon. Because I'll be off Monday.
Can you just call me?
And just let you sit there?
I'll just listen to it?
It'd probably be low. Probably, you know what I mean? I'm not sitting up front, dude.
Why?
Super weird, man.
You gotta sit up front.
How am I gonna see everybody else?
Come on, dog.
Like, how am I gonna sit back and enjoy people talking, like, know what they look like, or the back of their heads, or the side of their heads, so that otherwise I'm gonna have to be turning around, like, looking at people who's talking. Who are you? What'd you say? Oh, shit.
Why don't you get up on stage and join the, you could be the moderator for the Dragon Dildo.
Like, there's other ones, like, I want to sit in on it, and I'm just going to be like, yeah, I know nothing about this. I'm just super curious what's going on. So I've never heard of this stuff.
So, if you want to, just message me on 931-325-9755 for Johnny's address, and I'll send it to you, and you can send him Dragon Dildos.
No, thanks.
So he can work on fitting them in.
I mean, I would reset them.
Dude, you make some money.
Yeah. So send them all the way. Send them all of them.
What if you meet a girl in the Dragon Dildo that, like, you become, like, infatuated with, and she wants you to help her explore the Dragon Dildo life? But
yeah. He said you could always do her in the butt. I don't know why he whispered it.
It probably picked me up.
Anyway. Yeah. I don't know why you're whispering.
What in the butt?
Oh, man. Anyways.
Great outro on this podcast, y'all. Yeah. All right, well, Johnny.
That's what happens when you're sleepy.
All right. Made for interesting. Anyways, that's all we got, y'all. We out.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Jim Jam and Johnny in the Horror Basement and beyond. Please follow, like, share, and rate us wherever you listen to us.